Maishi Yeshua ben Rabbi Yosef Shoy. The name of the shir is correcting a balkoide. Correcting a balkoide. They corrected the printing mistake I saw. Correcting a balkoide. That was one correction. And body care in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, I think it's quite apparent that I do not choose the titles. And I also don't choose the topics. I think that becomes very obvious tonight. I must admit that there was some type of a mistake over here. And it could be that I gave an option of possibilities of shiurim, of Hilchos Shabbos body care. And maybe one of the possibilities was balkoire, you're correcting the balkoire. But simply for the sake of clarity of one specific Indian, we're going to focus on one Indian, which is the Indian of body care. You're all wondering which one we focus on. We're going for Hilchos Shabbos here. But it's pashut that the sign shouldn't be a ligner, a chakrin. I'll just say one thing about correcting the balkoire. One statement I'll make, and then either the zil gemar, go and learn after it. The one correction about one shaila, one answer about correcting the balkoire is don't be that person who corrects the balkoire. That's kimat the klal. The emphasis is there's going to be someone else. You don't have to worry. And the manik brings down the Torah brings la loch, one of the rishonim, that the emphasis is knowing and to correct him simply because it's going to be malbin pnei chaver barabin. If that's the mitzvah, then you shouldn't correct him. What if it would be a mistake, though, that is mishtana, mamish, the difference between not mitzrayim and mitzrayim, which is not a mistake, which makes an afkamina in the halacha. But let's say you can have sometimes yeshev, yoshev, it's two different words. So then I think the best suggestion would be that they should be maimit somebody by the bima, somebody who's a yodeya, somebody who chaps things quickly. That should be his job. It's not embarrassing. The balkoire won't be embarrassed. The balkoire will understand if you have that. But even if you don't do that, don't be the guy that corrects. I promise you there's going to be somebody else. And don't worry, there'll be a million of other people. Right? And sometimes 5 million, 9 million. We'll leave that halacha for a different time. I'm oversimplifying. But if you follow what I said, you'll definitely be okay. So that's one halacha. Now, gabe the halachas of body care and Hilchos Shabbos. So it's mamish brings us into a whole new world of melachas tonight. That last night we were zaycha to another 8-9 melachas. Tonight we'll be zaycha mitzvah Hashem to talk about goizes, to talk about tzeveya, to talk about mamreya. Difficult melachas, big and yonim, lots and lots of nafkaminas. I'd be remiss if I wouldn't start the Hilchos Shabbos of body care of the Erev Shabbos. I'll start for one moment. I'm going to try tonight. I don't like my style in giving the shiurs not to make things choppy and just lots of ideas. But the emphasis is that in this specific series, the goal was to make as much Hilchos Shabbos as we can. And so you'll be mindful of me if it comes out a little bit. Sometimes it sounds a little bit too idea based. But the emphasis is that I think there's a big tayelis in these things. A lot of these shilas are shilas I get asked all the time from the same people. Which means that there's things that people get a little bit of confusion about. He has a shayla, he knows there's a shayla, not a nail. Am I allowed to bite off the nail if it's half off, if it's half on? He knows there's a shayla, he's got dandruff, he's allowed to scratch his head. He got a shayla about taking soap. I get this shayla maybe every Shabbos, am I allowed to take the liquid soap and make it more liquidy? Because I'm not sure if it's liquidy enough. And everyone knows, is it mutter, is it aser, v'cheinu v'cheina. And of course, then there's a shayla of Shabbos makeup. Or if we'll see maybe by the end of the shiur, mechal Shabbos makeup. We'll see. Maybe it's Shabbos kodesh makeup, maybe it's mechal Shabbos makeup. Not to get too excited. But there's definitely shaylas that come up. So we'll see what we can do as Hashem in the small amount of time we have. But like I said, I'd be remiss if I wouldn't start with Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Samech, there's an entire simon which discusses the getting ready for Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down la halacha. It makes a different hergish when you understand it's la halacha l'maisa. That you're supposed to be taking, at least washing your face, hands, feet, and the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch brings down, and your hair in warm water, hot water, Mishnah Berurah says, Betzim l'chatzchei, it should be hot water, poishrim, it's a shayla on Erev Shabbos. What's an afkamina? Everybody's taking a shower on Erev Shabbos, but there is an afkamina. Sometimes a person is going away, and he's not sure, am I going to be able to take a hot shower, etc. It's not worth the Mesiris Nefesh. And he says, look, on Thursday I'll do it, but you have to remember that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, there's a mitzvah to do it, dafka on Erev Shabbos. Avada kol kametz, closer to Shabbos, the better. Avada that shows more covered Shabbos. If a person's unable to, the place can bring down, he can do it at least in the morning. But ikker is at least, l'kol ha'bochus, at least, the hands, the feet, the face, and the hair. And that you should at least always try to do on Erev Shabbos. The emes is, you look in the paiskim, they don't talk so much about soap. But I found in Ben Ish Chai brings down, in Pashas Lech Lecha, that you should use soap. And he brings down all the kavanas, ayin shah. And just trying to show you the serious Yonim over here, taking a shower on Erev Shabbos. He thinks he's doing. What's an Afkamina? Afkamina is that Ivan is taking a shower on Erev Shabbos also. Ivan, the guy, also, I don't know, Erev Shabbos, Erev Saturday, he also takes a shower. But when we do it, we get a mitzvah. And when you look inside the Ben Ishchai, you'll see exactly what you're doing. We'll see in a moment. It's a prerequisite. He came out for the Neshavi Yaseira, etc. It's a certain surah. He does it right before he walks in. He says, look up at Shabbos Kodesh. It's a certain surah. That's not just a shower. It's a shower of the Kabbat Shabbos Kodesh. That's number one. Number two, if I can bring down, don't do it Thursday night. I get asked the shot definitely by Balkram all the time. He's not going to be able to. Is he allowed to do it Thursday night? If he has no prayer, so then Thursday night, clap a certain in Yonim. We're makele if he has no prayer to do those in Yonim at least Thursday night. Call up Papa, something close to Shabbos. But about it, it's much better to do it Friday morning or Friday afternoon. Now, I was asked, and again, these are different shots I get asked in this topic specifically. Somebody asked me, is there any makor for that fellow that goes into the mikvah? And it goes to, they have three mikvahs. I don't know, in Eretz Yisrael, that's how we have. We have a cold, we have a hot, and then they have the one that they boil the chickens. I don't know if they have it over here now. And that fellow, he takes his foot, he puts it inside the boiling, boiling hot one. And he says, it's cold. How did me? You want to know, they're makor dafka to go into the boiling, boiling hot one. Now, again, I care, cautious and handle with care, but I found in the Mechagich Sam Sefer, this is not good, I know the other will appreciate this, the Chassam Sefer was makbid to go into the boiling hot merchats dafka in Erev Shabbos. He brought up this makor from Chazal. About the Rabbi Yisai, you know, there's some things we say in the Shir, don't try this at home. You know, if you can do it, you can do it. You know, it takes years and years of experience and practice, but vice to vice for that, I think it's some Sefer's takin inyan. You think it's a joke, go and look at them and hug some Sefer, they write up some Sefer, it's a go market of them. That's number one. Number two, the mikvah. This is a very interesting thing for anyone who learns Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring down the inyan of going to a mikvah on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't bring that. Now, it's a little bit not fair, because Mishnah Berurah does bring it down. Where does he bring it down? In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Hilchos 9 days. When he discusses over there, if a person who goes all the time to the mikvah is allowed to go also during the 9 days, Mishnah Berurah discusses it. So you see already that the Mishnah Berurah this, that there was a minute that you go to the mikvah Erev Shabbos. I must say, to me, it's a big chiddush. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it because it's a zayar that it's brought in Parshas Trumas, in Parshas Vayakah, which is also brought in the Chayodom, in Zichur Toras Ma'isha, which is very, very nice. This was also ungenuben also by the literacy. It wasn't just by the chsi shiyin. And I'll read you over here, from the Floyd, from the Chai Yodom. Again, Mishabu doesn't bring it, but it brings unbelievable shyness. Bivadai, la'ab. He says, if a person's makavin, I start out with actually the Lashon, he says, if you're a year shemayim, shemakavin, bivadai, la'achar shetovo, avadu, no shayla. After he's toivel and he's mekavin on Erev Shabbos, b'kavana ritzuya l'kabel kedusha Shabbos, just wants to go into the mikvah l'kabel kedusha Shabbos. Bivada, listen to the lashon of the chayyim. Bivada, yovin b'daito, he'll understand and he'll realize shenitoyisiv nisham yisayro. He'll realize he got it. Nisham yisayro. V'yargish b'nafshon, he will feel yiras roimimus shebaloi ad shitivayr avosai v'yiras Hashem. He's going to be burning for pletzach with Yerushalayim. Bodik umenusa kamanoshim. That means there the chayotam walked around Vilna and he asked the guys that came out of the mikvah, feel it? Yes, it does. Zichr. Bodik umenusa kamanoshim. Belief suffik. Chayotam. Ukishayin ishmasa itahira. He's not that. Hey, look at Yid. So then he won't be margish to Kedushas Shabbos. But you do what you can. That's how he's out there. And this is the Tua, the Darizal. So go and makbid of them. The Rizal said that a person, he might get his Neshama Yisera based on this. His Neshama Yisera based on this. Again, why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it, I don't know. The Rizal brings down to do it as close as you could to Shabbat Nachalila that you come to the Hill Shabbos. But he says it's better to do it after Chatzais. If there's no bravery, do it before Chatzais. Now I get asked all the time, the Rizal brings down, it's brought for the Rami Pater also brings, but the Chai Vital brings from the Rizal, that you're supposed to leave on the mikvah waters. The Arizal says you should leave on the mikvah water and have shower. You shouldn't shower afterward. Okay, you have to know if this is totally in Hilchos Yerei Dei or whatnot. Most people don't want to do that. Most people that I've come across don't want to do that. So I'm going to give you a little bit of an Eitzah. It's a Chavgezen in the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai also over there in Lechacha. He says you can leave it over in one place. He says where to leave it over? You can leave it over in your arms, in your Zroya. You leave over, I guess, from here to here, I guess. You leave over there. But then most people can handle that. You can leave it over in your hands and you get the Indian of the Avital of leaving over the mikvah waters. But again, I'm trying to just to help out the oilam a little bit. How many times do you toivel? So you know, there's always that one fellow, he's toifling 613 times. Right? He has the finger like this. The only thing is when the water level's over here. And everyone's standing out there saying, who's going to tell him? So, but the emes is the ikar minig I found, the Yisai B'Shoi Shavoy, that brings down four tefillahs, keneged, the four oisis of Avaya. I used to think it was three, right? Three tefillahs, but you see, Taki Yisai B'Shoi Shavoy, that brings down four tefillahs. The Avada, it's important to keep in mind Hilchos Merachatz. Hilchos a bad house, not saying shalom, not to go to the mikveh together with the father, unless he's being mishamish his father, he's helping out the father, not to go with the children, paiskim safe, it's little kids, and they need somebody to watch them in the mikveh, what not shayin, so then it's beseder. There's another halacha which people don't know about. One halacha is that you shouldn't go with his wife's husband. You shouldn't go with his father-in-law. You shouldn't go at the same time to the mikveh with the father-in-law. Another thing you shouldn't do, the paiskim bring down, is with his rabbi. Shouldn't go to the mikveh, the rabbi, and these are things that a person says, at kami can, he should try to be makbid on these in yada. Yeah, the chayr. Now, nails, also getting ready for Shabbos and the body care of Shabbos, nails and haircuts should be done to cover Shabbos Kodesh. I had my own story, I once asked the Ashid, I asked him, that it was years ago, it was a bacher at the time, some of the first Shabbos I ever asked him, the Ashid, I asked him, I have a shayla, I could take a haircut, is it better to do it in the middle of Seder, because that's when I won't have to wait on a line, or should I do it ben astar? That was my shayla. So I can come on to kishayla, bacher to kishayla. I can do it at 3:30 at the start of Seder, because then there's no line. And then, anyways, I'm learning during ben astarim. So what's better, to go out mitten the Seder, or I should do a ben astarim, but ben astarim taka a line, and I'm going to lose more bittul Torah. So the Ashiv answered whatever he answered. He said, "But I'm nishtigay anyways, because I even fit the when did they get erkin anyways on Friday anyways." Anyways, like the way I was asking the shayla was on Tuesday, and about that, anyways, every chayid he takes his haircut on Friday, anyways. A chaptip, some eretik. His mama, it was a tremendous, tremendous musa for me. This is a yid that left Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch says that lechatchila a person should take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Some in Rabbi Yashvi's world, the haircut, the barbers are closed Sunday through Thursday. After Thursday night, they're open. After lechatchila, you should try to take a haircut on Friday. Maybe after Chatzos, the reason was makbid not to take a haircut. But if he has the ability, he should take it Friday morning. Why not? The covered Shabbos kaidah for shteitzel. If he's unable to, so anything that's closer to Shabbos, that's p'tos besa. You should take it Thursday. And the marshal, people make a mistake. You're supposed to cut your nails the covered Shabbos kaidah. When are you supposed to cut your nails? You're supposed to cut them Friday morning. Some say after Chatzais, that Arizal is, yeah, I'm not clear. If you cut it after Chatzais, you're also at Tzadik. But Friday is when you're supposed to cut your nails. Adrabah, the rest of the week, you're not supposed to really cut your nails. You're supposed to do a Lekavit Shabbos Kodesh. No. So what happens? You have a Yid, and he's not sure, he's not able to. For whatever reason, he can't do it on Thursday. So, but he knows, on Friday. And he knows, there's that, the whole thing, the Mishavur, the Paiskim, about Wednesday, it grows back, and it's going to start growing back if you do it on Thursday. So he thinks it's best to do it on Wednesday. That's a terrible tithes. That's a wrong reading of the Mishnah Berurah. You do it as close as possible to Shabbos. If you can do it on Friday, do it on Friday. If you can do it Thursday night, you do it Thursday night. If you do it Thursday, do it Thursday. But you don't do it Wednesday if you have the choice of Thursday. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that, Bechlal. Mishnah Berurah, whatever he's saying, applies equally to Wednesday to Thursday. And if he's unable to do it on Friday, you can do it but you can do it on Thursday. What can you do? If you can't do it on Thursday, you should do it on Wednesday. You should do something. Doesn't chayim. Chayra, stamazai in nails in general. Avadi, you know, you don't cut the nails the night, the toenails, you don't cut them on the same day as the fingernails. So this is the mili de chasidusa, which is the sefer on the bottom of the sefer chasidim. It's written by Psegresa Godel. He writes over there that the night, this Indian doesn't go after the day. Which means that you would be able to cut your toenails on Thursday night. Stamazai, this is what you should be doing. You should be able to cut your toenails on Thursday night. And Friday morning, you can cut your hand nails. Now, I'm going to do this with kitzur nimrutz. What's the order of cutting? Because you see, I think even once we talked about this in the shul, but this, I'd say bamish bekitzur, it's very confusing. It gets very confusing. It's very simple. All you do is you take out your hands. Hold this one, Mom. Should I use your hands? Hold that. How's that? You take out your hands, you put them in front of you. Don't look at my hands, because it's the other way. You're always skipping and always going to the right. That's how you do it. Always skipping and always going to the right. You start with your left, called pinush at the point of the yamin. You're always going to the right and you're always skipping. So you say, this is my hands in front of me. You're always going to the right. So when you go to the right, you start with your left hand. So you're always skipping. So it's this, then this. Anybody would like a live demonstration afterward, then it's Hashem. We'll bring out the nail clippers after Friday and I'll come and I'll cut your nails. That's the chayra. That's Adkan Hilchos, body care, getting ready for Shabbos. And now, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go into body care on Shabbos alone. the first Indian that comes to my mind in body care is the toothbrush. Right? The toothbrush, he wants to brush his teeth on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe is going to the in a very small tshuva, and I think it was Chedit Aleph Kufi Beis. Rav Moshe has a small tshuva where he discusses the Indian of a toothbrush and all the problems. There's now five or six problems, so go one by one. Each one of them is a great limud. No, that's the Iker limud that we're talking about these last few days. It's not just specifically for these shaitas. It brings out all of these in Yonah. The toothbrush. The first shaita Rav Moshe dance is Schita. What's shaita Schita? So that's Rav Moshe. When he talks about it, he says, don't take the toothbrush and dip it into water, because we'll see in a moment it's not going to be toothpaste, but don't dip it into water, because we know that there's an Isser Schita Seir. Schita Seir means a garment that it's not really absorbed. A sponge is really absorbed, so you can't squeeze out the sponge. But the hair, it's not really absorbed. It gives it surah, as I view that it's absorbed. It looks like it's absorbed, but your hair doesn't absorb water. But the water, when it comes out of the hair, it gives off an impression as if it was absorbed inside the hair. And that's an Issa Drabanan on Shabbos. To extract the water is an Issa Drabanan. Says the Gaon of Moshe, a toothbrush is the same thing, since the bristles are very close together and the water comes out of it. Says Rav Moshe, toiv lizay, his lashon is toiv, it's better to not take the toothbrush and to dip it into water, because then when you're going to be brushing the teeth, the water is going to come out. Now, why does Rav Moshe say toiv? Why doesn't he just say aser? Because the emphasis, I played today with 30 toothbrushes. Every toothbrush I could find in the house, I played with. Very hard to understand this Rav Moshe. Maybe tightening the toothbrushes are different. Maybe the old, the aluminum toothbrushes, maybe the bristles were much closer together, much finer. But the tsura of the toothbrush, when you look at the water coming out, it really doesn't look much like it's coming out. I explain my voice. Hair, when you have the hair together, you have a whole clump of hair, and then the water comes out. So it looks like a person doesn't understand that it's not absorbed. It looks like it's absorbed in there. It looks like it came out of there. It looks like a sponge. It's almost like something that's abundant because I'll ask this. But toothbrush, it's very hard for me to understand this, Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is Rav Moshe, Simon Kappel. I won't do it, but it's only a toy not to do it. It's a toy not to do it. It's hard to say that it looks like the water is mamish absorbed. Go look at your toothbrush, and you'll see that it really, it's mamish not like that. There's sometimes a big drop that comes out between, especially if you have those toothbrushes that there's groups of bristles, separate groups of bristles. So the water, the drop that comes out, it doesn't look like it's coming out from the bristle lane, it comes out from in between. Rav Moshe says, toy, say, ich tot das nicht. I don't do it. That's number one. Next, the points can bring down, the Minchas Yitzchak writes, he talks about the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shilam and Zayin. It was talking over there about a broom that has these bristles that break off, and Minchas Yitzchak says you have to be very careful if your toothbrush has these bristles that break off, and then it's a shayla, it looks like Sais or Kaili. I think it's safe to say over here that most of the toothbrushes, Heintig Zayin, fancy people toothbrushes, I don't think anybody has that problem. You have that problem? I don't think that people have that problem. As I say, bite the rule. Okay, so far the toothbrush. So the first problem is a toif. The second problem, the chmein doesn't exist. The third problem, with the Minchas Yitzchak writes, kim et shi efshir lizoyer. This is the problem that you can't be zoyer, is you have blood. When you brush your teeth, blood comes out. So that's about a malasot, that's a psikration. Kim et efshir lizoyer. I don't know. This is, this is a dentist, the Chava uncle was a dentist, maybe it's because I'm a dentist, mishpacha. But Maisa, if you have this problem, so then you're not allowed to brush your teeth on Shabbos because you have blood. I hope and pray that the Roy Vatsiber doesn't have a metzias that every time he brushes his teeth, he has blood coming out. So somebody asked me, when I gave the shiur in a different place, he told me, he can't say it's every time, it's zikr 70% of the time. So I told him it's mutter. He said, what happens if it comes out? Mutter, right? The mutter. It's not even a suffix psikresha. It's a ainam iskavin. It doesn't come out all the time. It's not. It's a karev psikresha. I don't know. I don't even know if it's karev psikresha. It's a bizayt motor. So far we have three problems that are not such problems. The fourth problem, Rav Moshe brings down, and not just Rav Moshe, the Shevet Halevi, Minchas Yitzchak, they all bring down that you have to have a kliya miyuchah. You have to have a special Shabbos toothbrush. Special Shabbos toothbrush, separate toothbrush, miyuchah just for Shabbos. Why? Because uvdin dechal. Because since it's a normal chaldika process, it's something you usually do in chal in a isidika fashion. So inside, on Shabbos, we make ever a miyuchatika kli, and that'll remind you to, we'll see in a moment, to do it in the way hamuteras. Again, to me, this is mamashapela. Mamashapela, what's the difference between a toothbrush and every other kli shemalachta the iser in the world? That we know, you're not allowed to use a hammer. You take a hammer, you bang it, nail, chayv misa. Take the same hammer, you crack open a coconut with a gun. You take a hammer and you have something, a cliche of lachdali, as we spoke last night, a peeler, according to many places, is an isser, boiler. to take the same peeler to make chocolate shavings or to make the carousel that we spoke last night. So it's a kli shemalachta le'iser that you're using for a normal purpose. As I say, what's the difference? A kli shemalachta le'iser, it should be mutter as long as you're doing it for a mutter a purpose. Stama, the pshat of these great gedolim, all of them say it, based in Hagadol. The pshat in these gedolim, stama is that since you're brushing your teeth, and the normal tzur we'll see in a moment of brushing teeth is with toothpaste, which tak would be an iser. So therefore, we want you to have a reminder. When I asked the shayla to Nissen Karelitz, and Nissen Karelitz told me, "What's that mean? Some yuchadik a toothbrush? Was?" Which means, so I told, "Ashes as I be a hairbrush that we find that the place can take a say." So I said, "Asay." He said, "Ogin nechal mivashteit achsteit, vashteit nishteit nisht." But what it says, it says. What it doesn't say, it doesn't say. You can't make up into again. These were all these reasons. I would say these are shvacha reasons. I would say, if this would have been the problem. No, nishka fairness. We would have told the yid, take a toothbrush, brush your teeth, no toothpaste, also get disintegrated. There's two problems. One problem, again, maybe not such a problem. Moshe is a chernel brach, and that truly says it's orange, and very interesting to say. And if you're not paying attention, you can miss it. Very short tshuva. Moshe writes, after you finish brushing your teeth, such a Moshe, don't wash the toothbrush like is your normal derech to always do, because after Moshe, that's a chana l'chayim. When's the next time you're using the toothbrush? Okay, so if you do it Friday night for Shabbos morning, say it. But if you're doing it Shabbos morning for the next time you're going to use it, which is either before you go to bed or for the next day, so he says, that's a chana l'chayim. That's a chana l'chayim. And it's a very interesting thing. Every sefer brings down this Rebbeisha, says, don't wash the toothbrush. Now, again, in Nitin, Lebaldin, Machlik, if it would be permissible to argue on the great going of Moshe, I would have said, Mamish, to me, it's a pelig gedayla. When a person is washing the toothbrush, you ask him, why are you washing it? So he says, why am I washing it? I'm not washing it for the next time. I'm washing it because it's like meus. It's a disgusting thing to leave it over here, and every time I'm going to walk into the bathroom, I'm going to see a toothbrush that I know that it has my lunch on it. It's a psychological thing, that it's a very unpleasant thing. That's not called he's doing it for after Shabbos. That's called he's doing it for right now. That's not hachana. That's not preparation. That's doing it for right now. That's what I was saying. The biggest pella to me is there's a famous svara from the great Goyin Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lagabe Hachana, which I'm not saying it's a pasha the svara. I'm not saying, but Rav Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush. He says that anything that a person is not misyaches to, it's just lashon of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Davar sherigila masay, something that you do without thinking. Something he says that's not called a chana. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes this chiddush very far, and I'm not going to go as far as Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about the person who locks the door. He puts the key in his pocket. That's a chana. Because why are you putting the key in your pocket? Let's say you go out at 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon and you're not coming back until Maitre Shabbos. So you're putting the key in the pocket so that you can have it when you come back after Shabbos. So Shabbos Zaman said, that's not called a chana. Things that you don't think about. You lock a door, you put the key in your pocket. A chana is that there's a gewisse tircha. It's got to be epic, something, some type of a thought process, something. You don't think. I tell you, what's the chiddush? It's a chiddush. If you have a Shlomo Zalman svar, you definitely have it here. I think most people, they brush their teeth, I think, they don't think when they wash the toothbrush. They just do it. It's the end of the usage. The end of the usage is you lock the door, you put the key in your pocket. You brush your teeth, you put the toothbrush under the sink. There's no thought process. Okay? You hold their Shlomo Zalman svar, you don't hold their Shlomo Zalman svar. My problem is, every sefer brings down all these halachas. You brush your teeth on Shabbos, you have to have a kliyam yuchad, you have to make sure your teeth don't bleed. You have to make sure you don't wash it afterward. They all bring it down. All the kids is far. A few prakim later, and every one of these far, the Shmira Shabbos, the Ocha Shabbos, the Dosta Shabbos, the Yedder Shabbos, every Shabbos, they all bring down the svar of the Goyim or Shleim Zalman bin Gael Chana. According to Shleim Zalman, it's zichr mutter no shayla in the world to wash the toothbrush after you finish using it. It's pushing no shayla. And they had all these svar. They didn't have this steer in their own svar. So those are the first five problems of toothpaste, toothbrushes, and whatnot. That doesn't bother believe that doesn't bother me so much. The problem is toothpaste. Toothpaste is a problem. And there's always that one guy who gets up and he says, yeah, there's somebody out there who's making on toothpaste, right? I don't know. I'm yet to meet him. In print it's like this. The emesis is that Madavshin Raya. It's not the kind of thing really one needs to bring rayas to. There's an issa, the raisa of Mamreach. It's one of the lametes v'lochas. The av is maybe memachek, which is scraping and smoothing, is mamreya to smooth out a cream. Isn't this a deraisa? I don't see what's the nafgamina between this and any of the smoothing? That's what he wants. He wants it smooth on his teeth. He wants it to be smeared on his teeth. The chayr to the raisa. If the oilam likes names, the names are pashut adain shir. Tzitzalias or Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv, or Moshe Zecharin, Rav Avi Nachum over there. And then kitza alapaiskim. Alapaiskim hold that there's an issa to use toothpaste and probably the raisa. Most probably it's the raisa. We'll see this as far in a moment from the Das Torah. Even that far doesn't apply. It's a bizai to smear toothpaste, that's taka the raisa. Give you a shtickle eitzah. What you can do is very simple. A lot of times this is what I do. I take mouthwash, I put it in my mouth. That is mutter gummer to use mouthwash on Shabbos, no child. What's the chiddush that you can use mouthwash? Let's say you have a canker sore. Is that what they call them here? You have a sore. You have an ulcer. He has an ulcer in his mouth. So everyone knows that mouthwash works for that. So there's a halacha of refuah which should forbid us from taking, let's say, whiskey and switching it around and then spitting it out. So the chayr should be the same thing by mouthwash. If the only reason you're doing it is for the purpose of refuah, so then it's also because you're not a chayla from this. So that's refuah. But here we have a yisai of the Shulchan Aruch and Simchin Chav Chesiv Kotan Lamed Zayin of Michael Bream. Michael Bream is something that people do for Bari the Kasibas. They drink chicken soup because they like chicken soup. So then even if you're doing the drinking of the chicken soup because you're sick, it's mutter. Chazal weren't geyser on that. The same thing with mouthwash. If you're having mouthwash because you have an ulcer, Chazal were not geyser on mouthwash. Again, you're doing it only for the refuah. You can't say I'm doing it for refuah, but if you're doing it only for refuah, but it's a dumber that Riyam do, it's mutter. You take the mouthwash, but if you have an ulcer, but if you don't have an ulcer, you put it in your mouth, then you take your toothbrush and you swish around. You swish it around. I don't even think you have a schita problem because it only goes on the outside of the bristles. And like I said, that'll be the eitzah. Afterward, there's a makom to be makele to wash off the toothbrush, and thus is halacha. Not toothpaste for sheitzah, thus is halacha number one, toothbrush. Once I'm on the topic, I just mentioned the kitzer, but that way mamreach, I get these shadows all the time. This is Nageya, desitin, I think, is that what they call it here in England? The baby rash creams that they have, whether it's lipstick, blush, Vaseline, deodorant sticks. Let's see in a moment. Deodorant sticks are different than those, what are those other ones, the fellows? The roll-ons. The roll-ons are mutter. A roll-on is just a liquid. That's all it is. It looks like a stick, but it's just a liquid, and that's mutter to do on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with using a roll-on, but a stick, a deodorant stick, mamash smearing, regular soap, these are all under the issa to rice of mamreach, on Shabbos, creams, such as the suntan creams, all these things, the Vaselines, etc., for the lips and whatnot, chutz from the issa of refuah, which the derech klal you have, these things are all awesome. The derech klal, most of the time, there is the rice. Now, Maisa, just to push it, when you have this shear, you have to tell a person, you have to give them an eitzah, because when you're talking about creams on Shabbos, it's a very big tzarech when you're dealing with babies, and sometimes you could be dealing with other issues, etc. So I'll just say the kitzer, I'll tell you the halachas, you'll apply them afterward. One thing you have to know is that which people say, just merely placing, is not an issim amreach, they're right, it's not an issim deraisa. But the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish and Ches brings down that it's an issim derabanan. You're not allowed to take a cream, a shmir, a Vaseline, any of these things, and put it in an oifen shema yamreach. It's really a gemara. Because if you put a cream on, you place a cream, that's also issur d'rabbanan that you might come to shmir. Now, I'll give you a heter in a moment, but you have to know that that's awesome. The way the Talmud says you're allowed to take cream and place it, that's more. You take a Vaseline and put it on your lip, just don't shmir zikhar asr. It's either asr, if you shmir, it's asr d'raisa. Placing is an issur d'rabbanan, number one. And number two, you always have to keep in mind that there's always an iser of refuah. You must always remember, there's an iser chazal where geyser not to do in yonde refuah, unless, we'll see in a moment, that a person has a status of a chayla, a proper chayla, but a person's time has chapped lips, is not a chayla. So to place the lipstick, the chapstick there, is an iser, number one, out placing, which is shemi amreah, number two, out refuah. That would be one problem. Mishabura brings this down, that it would be also to place. Number two, that's why, even though it's true what the belt says, that to take a cream in the tubes and to squeeze it out, you didn't do any issur, that's not mamreach. The fact that it comes out smooth through the tube, that's not called mamreach. There's no chshivus in that mamreach. But you still have the problem that you're never allowed to place a cream in an oifen of where you might come to shmir it. Now, halacha lemaisa, when you're dealing with anyone who's a chayla, let's say a baby, a child has a diaper rash, automatically we give a baby a din of a chayla she'ein by sakana. And the Kai Govna, the Paiskim, say that if a person has no Breira, so what he could do is go in levels. If he's able to just take the cream on Erev Shabbos and put them in the diapers, everybody say, can I know how to, they never came back with complaints. This is what you could do, it doesn't have any problems. Sometimes I have a reason to diaper rash. But if you have a regular diaper, you put the cream in the diaper on Erev Shabbos, and then you put the diaper on the baby, and then you did nothing wrong at all, you didn't shmear the baby does the shmearing on his own. That's, if you can get away with that, that's what you do. If you can't get away with that, the baby needs more. So one eitzah would be, again, since he's a chayla, will be makel to do the rabbanos. So if you could squeeze out the cream straight onto the baby, it doesn't need more than that. So the only thing you were over on was refuah and the drabanan of shem yabreach mutter b'makam chayla. So that would also be an eitzah. If it needs more than that, it needs to be properly shmeared. So then, there's no eitzah. Now you have to do a shinoi. Shinoi means that either take the back of your hand, back of your wife's hand, you take the spoon, you take here, I don't know if it makes a difference, the handle of the spoon or the prongs of the spoon, the stomach wouldn't use the prongs of a bakapanim, you could use the handle, you could use a plastic spoon, Rabbi Isai, and you can take a spoon and you do it with a shinoi, that's called a shinoi. And that's if, again, to get if a person has a shrekel chadaiper rash, a baby has such a thing, or for somebody, again, it's hard to go into every case, but if a person has a certain chayli that he has to put on creams, sometimes chalila, a person has a even a chalila, chalila sheyesh by sakana, they get these terrible bed sores. Somebody just asked me this today, that's why I'm thinking the shayla. Chalila b'chaz, they get these terrible bed sores. So then, even though he's a chalila sheyesh by sakana, koch nefesh, you can do everything, but you still are trying to do it b'kal kals. I told him, you take the cream that you put on with a shinoi. You do it with a shinoi, and you get out of this problem. Now, my mamuzger, we're talking about somebody, I got a mamish today, somebody came to the house and showed me these types of earplugs. There's two types of earplugs. The ones that are the foam ones that you just put into your ear, everyone knows what earplugs are for, to block out the noise. The foam ones, they just pop right back into place. They're foam, doesn't garnish. This is mutter gamer. Again, there's a certain sefer that says it's aser, but that's a chayr, it's a tois. But then there's a different type of earplugs. It's an earplug that he showed me today. I don't know if it's an ayazach or it's an altazach. But he showed me to take the earplug and you smear it with your fingers. You sort of like a shikla, like waxy type of feeling. And you press it down and you make it into a form. I'm not sure what the issur is. I'm not sure if the issur is makir the potish, that's one side I have, or if the issur is mamreach, but both of them are nishkit. But both of them, there's a special makim down there. Don't go. Both of them are no good. So those are zikrasim. Another type, chayra. That's adkan. That's the inyan of mamreach, playdo. If it's the children, Agaba, you mentioned yesterday that there's no mamreach ba'oichlin, and many came to me afterward and asked me that the bracha of the Ramah, that tavala bracha, if you don't smear food, so then l'chayr what? I shouldn't make a jelly sandwich. I shouldn't make a peanut butter sandwich. I shouldn't smear food onto my. So the mishabura I forgot to mention last night. He says even though the taka is a bracha to not smear, that's when you're smearing for the purpose of beautifying the food. But if you're smearing for the purpose of getting the food to every part of the bread, that's not betachlis to smear. That's not betachlis to make a purification. I'll tell you the nafkamina though. I'll tell you nafkamina. Today I was watching somebody smear a sandwich. He had already smeared it. But it was a little pieces sticking up. Little pieces, you know, an avocado smear, and a little pieces were sticking up. And then he just wanted to flatten it out more. That l'chayr, you get the bracha of the Ramah if you don't smear it the second time. Not also, but you get the brachas. A person wouldn't think of that. He thinks, well, I know it's mutter to smear the jelly on the bread. So even you have a little stickle, a little sticking out. No, it doesn't work like that. Now it's on the bread. And now you're just trying to make it fancy. Then you get a bracha from the Ramah. So like I said last night, you pick up the knife, right? You get ready to smear, and you say, amen to the bracha of the Halakha Ramah. That's it. That's adkan, the first Indian. The second Indian that comes to mind when you're talking about body care is l'chayra, the Indian of makeup. Makeup. No, so makeup, clearly, if it's lipstick, there's no shayla, this is zichem mamreach, it's zichem tzeveya. Blush, derek cloud usually is mamreach, it's usually a problem with tzeveya. The shayla says it, to tzeveya a person, is that an issa deraisa or issa derabon? To paint the person, is that an issa deraisa derabon? So the Mishabrua brings down the shita's Ramban that is issa derabonon. You have to know the smag shita is that to put on what makeup, regular makeup, even though it's not miskayim, is an issa deraisa. That's a sheet that's a smack. Mishabura says it's only an issa d'rabbanan. To give background to a lady, you give, she gives a blush. Lipstick is deraisa for a different reason. Mamreach, even in a case where it won't be deraisa, she has some type of a liquid that she's putting on her face. No deraisas. Afa pike, there's an iser of tzevei of makeup. No one argues on that. I'm going to go in order. What's the shayla? What's the machlek? That there's nobody that ever argued, ever will, or ever could argue on that. That's number one. Number two, tzolchaya. If somebody would come along and say he has a new einfalt called Shabbos makeup, right? So mistama grace amarts, right? Because it's mefurish that seveya, in the stomach. It's a Saveya, it's Mefurish, and it's a Gomer, Shtei Mefurish, it's Shulchan Aruch, it's Bemis, it's Gemara, and Shabbos, and Daft Zadi, hey? So it can't be Mutter, even if you want to say it's not the rice, it's not Mamreya, but Chayr, it's Mamish Toys, it's Var Mish. Yeah? So then there's they bring from Rav Maisha. Maisha, in Chaylik Aleph, in the Kufi Dalit, he says like this, Ubedodra and Mutter Liisha, the Scott Shake, the lipstick, you know, Asura, she can't wear lipstick for two reasons. One is Mishum Mamache, like we just explained, smearing, and second of all, Tzaveya. Al Tzviya. And then Rav Maisha goes on, says, if it's lach, let's say it's wet, just like we just spoke out, let's say it's wet, you have a wet lipstick, so Rav Maisha, so then you're only over on Tzaveya. Okay. He says, V'chein, she's not allowed to put on her face, Mimine Padura, powders. Right? You can't put powders on the face. Says, Rav Maisha, Aval is like powder, love on, but to take white powder and put it on your face, it's mutter. You know why? How would you finish the next sentence? I would finish the next sentence. I would finish the sentence. If this was me, I would say, because white powder, you're not putting on your face for the purpose of tzveya b'chal. It's not tzveya. It's mutter. Maisha says over here, shaloi miskayim klal. Because when you put this powder on your face, it's ain't a miskayim klal, it doesn't last on your face. As I said, that doesn't have a shade tzveya b'chal. That's like a... This Rav Maisha sparked in the world this concept known as Shabbos makeup. So a person came along, he said, look, it says in the Kalim Rav Maisha that if I put some type of even color on my face, Rav Maisha's talking about a white color, and Rav Maisha doesn't say, you know why it's mutter? It's mutter because since it's white and you're not doing it for color, it's mashma that the case that Rav Maisha was talking about was the person was putting white on their face for the purpose of tzveya. To color, to give them a little bit of a white color. Some people, I guess, maybe a shard, some people, they want to put on their face, they want to look a little bit more white. And according to this, the guy Rav Maisha said, so why is it mutter? So why is it mutter? So it's mutter because einoy miskayim klal. Because when you put it, so I came up, so a plumer yi, he said, look, lefi this, if I can find some type of red talcum powder, and I can put it on the face, I'll be a millionaire. In Geraldik, we'll have Shabbos makeup. So again, that's like, you put on the makeup, you put on the red face, this red powder, and you put it on the face, and they decide it'll be an eight. So Geraldik, right? We just have to make it like the talcum powder. And just maybe you'll think, okay, so maybe they learned from Moshe wrong. So in Chelik, hey, Simon Chav Zayin, they asked, Mamish this Einfalter of Moshe. And they made it, said like this, he said, the Chayra, Lafi, what you said, this is the person who was writing the Shalat for Moshe. Yesh lahatir mehatan megam mine avkas efer tzvuim. That you should be able to go and use powder, that's a colored powder, on the face, a kama that it doesn't miskayim. Just like you yourself brought in the Torah Vayra. Vegam nachen. So he says, you're right. Sheyesh, he says, but it's hard. Yesh lizayim militein heter klom. First of all, says the Goyim of Moshe, you can't say something called Shabbos maker. You can't give a heter klali. Why? Because it says lachar nisayin v'chakiras, many of the avkas that are nemkaris that are sold out there, they have a basis of an oil base, and therefore it's miskayin for zman more than that which I spoke about. U'memela, most of them have a chash tzeveya. Rak acherim sheni miskayim zinachanami. If you have one that's not miskayin klal, says the Goyim of Moshe, if it wouldn't be miskayin klal, it would be mutter. It says Rav Moshe, u'belini sayin kash lechria. Maisa, in my tshuva, I talked about avka levana pshuta, which is called talc. Hanaz sebeli shamnunis, it doesn't have any oil, and they're not miskayin. Oh, you move on, he says, but tamruke lishi sayer, we also have to keep in mind the machik. So from that tshuva vayter, it sounds like if you'd ask Maisha, should you go out and make Shabbos makeup? Or Maisha would say, no. I tell you what, you're going to have to find the type of a powder which is as not miskayim as the white powder, what we call the basic baby powder, the talcum powder. And the Maisha tells you it's going to be very hard to find something like that. They all have oil based, and it's also hard to give a klal. But let's say a person, a pluka mensch, would come along and say, fine, I'll do it. I'm going to take the baby powder, I'm going to paint it red, and that'll be it. It should be mutter, right? And that's the chayra, what's the basis and the heter of this Shabbos makeup. L'chayim. Rav Maisha is the only person I know that has tshuvas that are being written even after he was nifter. And this one is in Chelik Vav, Chelik Tess. One of my talmidim bought me a sefer Chelik Tess. This is Yevaldik Mamish tshuvas from the Goyim of Maisha 30 years after he was nifter. Well, in 1986 the Goyim was nifter, we're in the year 2060. 30 years later the Goyim is still putting out tshuvas. And this tshuva that came out, he says, Hinani bezelavar shitasi. I'm going to explain my shita. I'm going to explain my shita. V'gabe tzvias aponim v'einayim shemati, that some say hatarti, that I mattered all powders. It says as long as you took out the powder from before Shabbos, you know, like the famous Shaila, they asked the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, you're allowed to play basketball on Shabbos. He said, if you put the ball in the basket before Shabbos, nearly the halter. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like the same thing. Reb Maisha, they asked, you're going with Maisha. If you're not laughing, it's because you don't know basketball. It's not because of callus. Yeah. But they asked, you're allowed to play soccer on Shabbos. If you put the ball in the net on our Shabbos, so then it's not going to be made. But you can't be made. When it comes to this, they said people say for me all types of things. They say that if you took out the makeup before from the kufsa, so Moshe says, look, it's nothing to do with that. So the Moshe Nebel had daya shavei lefanai meinet. They brought in front of me different powders, b'tzvayim shaynim. They brought in front of me different colors, v'nisisi yisam. And I tried them. V'ayuminet tzvayim miskaymim. And some of them that they brought in front of me, they remained. That means that when you put them on the hand, they stayed for a long time, and that's awesome. V'acherim, others, the taka didn't remain. Their mother, this is kasha lahagid klal metzias. I can't say a metzias in this. U'bevadai ein lahagid heter muchlat. You certainly can't say a heter muchlat on this. Ayin and the other of my kim dumani, shishamati shloinim. I've heard that there's no such powder b'tzavadeh that wouldn't last. There's no powder that they make that would last. And it's only the white powder, he says, over here about the lavan, because the rest of them have to have an oil base and cane, they shlod, and I'll call min, or the maisa, and shaykh lahagib behechlet, you call that remote, but you can't say that. I said to Maisha, but right there, a person that would come along with Maisha, he said, look, I'm going to be the guy. And there are many over the course of the last 20, 30 years, people said, I'm going to be the guy, I'm going to make a makeup, and I'm going to color it, and I'm going to make sure it's not misguided. So let me read you something interesting. It's the same for Or Yitzchak. He asked the guy with Maisha, Shalachti Echad Mebea Chabura, says, why were you makel on talcum powder? The Chayra, the Rambam holds that even if something is Einai Miskayim, that's the whole part that we're talking about here. We're saying there's an Isra of Tavea, even if it's not Miskayim. So what's Rav Maisha talking about that it's not Miskayim and it's Mutter? What's that? It's not Miskayim, it's Mutter. What does it mean, Bechlal? The Chayra, there's an Isra even if it's Einai Miskayim. That is what we hold when it comes to makeup on Shabbos. The Smak says it's an Isra Deraisa. The Rambam says, no, since the makeup doesn't remain, so then it's an Issa Drabbanon. But it's still an Issa Drabbanon, so what are you gaining by saying it's Eina Miskayim? It's still Aser. You can't say it's Eina Miskayim. Eina Miskayim is a Siva to Aser. So Rav Moshe wrote back, just listen to Rav Moshe, because if it comes from Rav Moshe, he's the only one that was makeup. Rav Moshe says, he says, Halema Dover Doime. What's it Doime to? He says, if you take powder, going to Rav Moshe, and you put it on the table, okay? He says, is that going to be called Saveya? Is that called you Saveya? Santa Maisha, Avadale Abit Saveya. The Ayide Ruach Ma'ata Kol Yomid. Since Ayide, a little bit of wind, a little bit of blow, you go like that, all of it comes off. Santa Maisha, Mashaykh Saveya the Kai Govna. Adkan Vav. Maisha's giving us a limit over here. How much does it have to be considered Eino Miskayim Kalam? What's Maisha saying? Maisha's saying that if you take I take this, I put it on my face, I was Saveya. It doesn't become a chedek of the face. It doesn't become a part of it. It's something that remains external. Something that remains external. How do I know? What's the problem to figure out if it remains external? If I just go, and it comes off. Okay. Now, Stan, before I go weiter, so I tried every Shabbos makeup in the last 7 years. I can't say this year. Until this year, I can't think of Christ on things that have, since the last time I did these tests was, this is about Hanukkah time, but until Hanukkah time, I tried every single Shabbos makeup that they put out in the market in American Eretz Yisrael. In England, I didn't try it, but in American Eretz Yisrael, okay, the baby powder I put on the face, my poor daughter, but she's doing what I do. This is my chefs at the mitzvah. I put it on the face, right? I say, look over there. The baby powder goes out the gummy. Falls out a little bit of something shows, a little bit remains. The Shabbos makeup you put on, right? You sit there as much as. Right, Tati, stop, please. So after the third or fourth time when she says, Tati, stop, I stop, and still there. So that's already, gives us a little bit that the fear of Maisha, there's no such thing as Shabbos makeup. The ones that they're putting out. Now, I want to explain it. Before I read a little bit more inside. The emes is, the Goyim Rishlim is Amen. Everyone knows, you know, if you bring emes from the Machmirim, so nobody wants to hear. But the Shlim is Amen was Nishke Ben came from the Grace of Machmirim. Shlim is Amen, he says, And the Gevaldike Kovid that he had for Moshe Zayn the Shire in the time, they once asked for Shlomo Zalman, okay, the night, to a chasana. He says, the whole world stands up for you and starts singing. How do you not have gaiva? In front of Shlomo Zalman, how do you have not gaiva? You come into a chasana, everybody starts a chasana. You went into the Matzai Sakitoilis, the Saganza Oilam, Shlomo Zalman, coming to Shlomo Zalman.
So Shlomo Zalman said, Geiva, ich hab einmal mein ganzes Leben gehad Geiva. One time. What was the one time? It says, one time in the middle of the night, I got a Shaila. Shlomo Aleichem, it's Feinstein, ich hab a Shaila. So das ist the einzige Mal, was ich hab gehad Geiva. They asked him, what was the Shaila? He said, it was the whole thing with the chicken bones. He wanted to know what's going on with the chicken bones. But this is it. So you see the covet that Shlomo Zalman and the guy in half of Moshe was saying, Lashayim Natayim. No one should think that someone didn't hold the Moshe. The covet I got told, that was his Geiva, Shlomo Zalman. And he writes against Rav Moshe, and he quotes Rav Moshe. Egris Moshe, Chelek Ches, Kuf Yadalit, he's not there to be mad there. If it says, Yesh Lefak fake. First of all, you can argue on the ground of Rav Moshe. He says, if he's talking about white, Kol Shem Mekab, if he's doing it for Tzviya, he says, Manashah, what's he doing about it? If he's doing it to color himself, Tzadafilu Lezman Muat, Menala Lahatir. That was the question he asked. How do you know to be mad at such a thing? The fact that he's doing it for a small amount of time, who says that's mutter? The Isser of Tzveya on your face, everybody who's doing it is a small amount of time. So it makes a difference if it's for 3 hours or 5 hours or one hour or 25 minutes. The Isser is to be Tzveya your punim. The punim is a mokum where it's Einu Miskayim. So right away, says Rosh Hashanah, Mechadesi, one time. Then afterward, he says, Ubefrat, some Rishonim holds the Nisset, their Isser, like the Sharetzim brings down. And he says, Ubepalder Efer, the Derech, Hey, it's mistaber that the Dvari Yosser, if they're making it for the purpose of putting on to the face that those eyes miskayim, so even if you weren't successful and it wasn't miskayim, but that's what they're doing. That's what the Yisr is. The Yisr is to put some type of a color onto your face. That's what Shlomo Zalman's type. No. So, Moshe argues, like we said, it's not miskayim klal, there's a psa'nu hagdara, something that doesn't remain even for the slightest amount of time. It doesn't remain, so it can be meikol. No. Only thing is like this. I read you an interesting thing that somebody sent me. I gave this shiur in a few places. That one person, he was Mamish Misnagi, he says, what are you talking about? They say, from Rav Moshe. So then he takim El Chayid, he was Michael Emes. That's somebody sent me. I'm just going to read this. He brings down the person who was the major Michael on powdered dust. He says, he spoke to the person who was the one who made it, and the person told him, you have to make sure, number one, no base or water be applied to the face before applying the powder, because if I said, then it would make it stick. Shades of that make it stick. Now, what's the grace of chachma of these Shabbos makeups? Rabbi said, if they would sell you talcum powder that's red inside they're not going to have a lot of money. They're not going to have a lot of clients because the lady's going to use it the first Shabbos and she's never going to use it again because she's going to have to sit with her the entire Shabbos like this and like this because go and try, you'll see you put talcum powder on, you'll see how long it lasts. So every 20 minutes she would have to do it. So what's the chachma? The chachma is they thought that Rabbi said you can't have any oils, which he did say. So what do? They have some type of a chemical which brings out the natural oils that you have. That's what it does. It goes to your face and it finds the natural oils. And that's why the ladies, they say, if they use it right after the shower, it doesn't work so well. Right? If they use it, they wait a little bit and then they use it. So now it works a little bit better. Right? And the worse skin you have, the better it is. Interesting. But I want to read you what this person sent me. Send me like this. He says, it quite obviously, such application would have to have the effect of causing the powder to adhere to the skin, therefore you can't do it. He quotes all things here. The same reader attempts, this part is underlined, attempts to confirm the findings reported in Jewish Women's Outlook were unsuccessful. What happened? 5 of the cosmetic powders approved for Shabbos use were selected at random. His eyes were closed. He picked out 5 of the normal brands, and he did like that. In each case, the color remained clearly visible for up to 90 minutes. Ordinary talcum powder maybe remains recognizable maybe for 45 minutes, if you're lucky. You know, if you have schozavis, and b'chulei, says, so, b'zai, and then, noch besser, an attempt was made to remove the products by brushing the skin lightly. You know, he took out like a little brush and he rubbed it off like this. The talcum powder came off miyad. So he says, ordinary talcum powder came off miyad, like he said. No appreciable difference was found in the effort required to remove the approved substances as distinct from the effort required to remove the non-approved substances. The same. So that's a pistol in the Sprach. On the hand, on the mensch, he put on the hand, he put on the regular makeup, the regular blush, and on the other hand, he put on the Shabbos makeup. And when he took the hand, the brush, and he started wiping it off, so it took the same amount of time to get rid of this guy as it did to get rid of this guy. Right? So, if I say,
You don't have Rav Moshe anymore. And the Gezai, Shabbos makeup, the Chayra is Mechal Shabbos makeup. Now, if somebody would like to prove me wrong, in other words, he would like to come and show me a talcum powder, taka, so he won't prove me wrong. I'll agree. The regular that Shabbos makeup comes out, I still won't buy it for my wife and daughter, because the Gerim Shalim Zalman argues, and Rav Moshe is a big Chiddush. Okay. But Avada, I would never get up in public and say that it's forbidden. Right? And I must tell you, every time I give this shiur, every single time, somebody comes to me after it and says, you don't know, and the Shabbat, and I can't wait. I can't wait, because you're talking about my young fellow, not so old, but I'm giving this shiur already 12 years, 11 years. Nobody ever, nobody's fragging me up. Right? Metzias, if you bring me that makeup, and we go, my daughter might be a little bit upset with you. But if you bring me that makeup and we play with it tomorrow, right? I myself will put on it. Lefi the Goyin of Moshe, this is Mutter. God, I don't know if I put on it with Rav Moshe. Because remember what Rav Moshe told us? Rav Moshe told us you can't give a klal. And you know why? Because there was one time somebody almost got me. He showed me, look, and he did it, and he showed me it worked and whatever. And then when I did it, it didn't work. So he did it. He came to me and it worked. And I did say I did it. And am I in it? What's the answer? Now you understand the Gaon of Moshe. Moshe says, you can't give a klal, because this guy has oilier skin. I did myself ice dice. Right? So when I did it, it came off. My skin ice dice isn't oily enough. His skin, yeah. So you're going to go and say that there's a concept of Shabbos makeup, it's mutter. So we have to know, does your wife have oily skin? Does she not have oily skin? Before oily is dust, before dust. You know? How long, Rabbi, say, think it's a joke? How long was this makeup in the shelf? That also makes nafkamina now, klape, its ability to stick, etc. So the emphasis is number one, to give a hechsher that Rav Moshe told us he can't do. Okay. And the existence, does it exist? If oif and akosher, eich of nishkezein. I know I'm treading on thin ice over here because I'm sure, like in every gagan, it exists, the stuff exists. But I don't know, Maisa, if you do like it says in the going of Moshe, then for sure, okay. Rav Moshe said not to give a hechsher, so that's how I go. I'm getting baita. I'll give you a lesser controversial shayla. Is a woman allowed to eat on Shabbos ices? Red ices. This is already too much, Kallis. We're not going to invite you back tomorrow, but don't worry, I have this. It says Mefirish, I'm allowed to be here for the whole week. That's what it says over here. I'm here, and you're stuck with me until next Wednesday when the plane leaves. That's right. No, so she allowed to eat ices, or the boys can talk about, I'm not going to talk about strawberries, because that's the place the strawberry might walk away from you. I'm not getting involved in that, child. I'm talking about ices, ice pops, ice lollies, these ice, the things that are make your lips red. This is too much, right? So the Sharetzion, he says, is she allowed to go and he's talking about tutim and berries and whatnot. Is a lady allowed to have berries? So he says, mikol makom it's mutter. A lady's allowed to. Why is she allowed to? Ice going to make her lips red. So he says, it's mutter. The guy mishu teres lechol tutim, and why? The dafke besrak al panel. That's derech tzviel anoy. Masheen kein beachilas tutim. That even though it's a psik racial disvaseh, she be zeh gam beisha yira dein derech tzviasa bekach. It's not the derech of a lady to color her lips. So what did it just say in the Sharetzion? Rabbi said, you just heard it. The Sharetzion just said, you know why it's mutter for her to have tutim and strawberries and berries and whatever? It's a psik racial. It's going to make her lips red. So you know why it's mutter? Because the derech of ladies is only to blush their face, but not to color their lips. Now the first kash I have is a pasuk in Shira Shirim. A pasuk in Shira Shirim that the Olam reads, Perek Dalet pasuk Gimel, Kechut Hashani Sitzai Secha. So is the derech of ladies to color their lips? I don't know. I don't know what the pshat is. I found that the Abi Oimer, a great guy who invited to say, he asked his shayla on the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. But the Mishnah Berurah just told me that if she eats ices, so then nowadays no one's going to argue it's definitely the derech to wear lipstick. That's it for the derech. As I would say, if it became the derech, even if in the time of the Mishnah Berurah Nishkeven became derech, but the Mishnah Berurah said, you know why it's mutter? It's mutter because not the derech. So then, in Heidi B'tzayit, where it's the derech, so it's like, come to chais, it's awesome. And she won't be able to have any type of chais, ice pop, ice lolly, these things that are going to make her lips red. Right? No, what do you say? Anybody have an eitzah? Us? But that's not the Mishabur already. You're saying that's like Michle. Mishabur says, she gracious Michle. Why? I have a shot. I know what everyone wants to say, and you should know that I saw the guy with this in Karela, he says what the Oilam is going to say. The Oilam is going to say, oh, come on, when you eat the lipstick, when you eat the ice pop and the ice lolly, so a little bit goes over here, and a little bit goes over Thornton, and a little bit over here, and the stomach, and some of it goes on the lips also. So that's not derech tzviya bekach.
it's very nice what the Oilam is saying, but you're all being called the Gavim Shabur. Everybody's being called the Gavim Shabur because the Mishabur did not say that. Shabur also, when they were eating, Rabbi said, when they ate the tutim and the strawberries, it didn't go piti yupunkloch on the lips. And Afa Pike, the Mishabur says, what's the reason why it's mutter? The only reason it's mutter is because it's not the derech of tzviah. As I was like, come to us, if you have a pasha to Mishnah Brewer, the key hit, it's come to us, sir. No, no, sounds like a. Sound, this one sounds like too much, no? What should we do?
Bus? It doesn't mean this is not a place where they are, but it's they are
tzaveh.
Not through this method.
No. It says Mefirsh not like that. He says, he might much anger me, he does two ten. In other words, over there they're talking about if you have some type of a food or whatever that would go on your face. So then that's the mokim and that's lenoi. It says, Masha'en kein achilas tutin apsikreishu rak lisvaseh shebezeh gam be'ishe yirat de'ein derech tzviyasa bekach. He's going, no, it's not the doshin. I'm sorry?
Bekach, through this method.
No. He's going off of the previous part. On the previous part, he spoke about some type of a food that was colored in their face. So you see, food wasn't the koveya. Maisa, I sent the shalat to Chaim Kinigowski. Hasharatzien kasav sheisha muteres lechol tutim afal pij psigresha mishum shedavka panea derech tzviasa lenoi v'loy sitzaseh im kein madin ayoyim shederech lenoshim tzvias asel lenoi. So he answered back, tshuva tzarechien. Now, Maisa, I must tell you that there's a lot to be made. I'm not saying a lot of Maisa and Shabura thing is a big chiddush. Lulei the Mishabura, I would tell you, stack up secretion, the loy michalei, tackle like the Oilam is saying, it goes over here, it goes over there, it goes over there, it goes on other people. It's a secretion, it's loy michalei, it's not the derech tzviya like you're saying to color your lips with ices and dust again. And chmei, there's a mocking be medical, you don't have to stop her from eating the ices. Look, we're taking away the Shabbos makeup, you know. So thus, we can follow the say, Shulchan, he's medical himself. But akupanim, the Indian, shatevi the nafkaminis. Nafkamina is that the children, they eat these ice pop things also. I don't know what they call them. Give me a name for these things. What are these things called here? Ice pops. They eat these ice pops here that have all different types of colors. And then they show their friend, wait, are my lips blue yet? Are they blue? I know the English kids do it too. That's kind of cute, yeah? That doesn't, yeah? Cute, yeah. Are my lips purple? My lips green. Right? So he's doing it for the purpose of coloring the lips.
Just right?
The tongue. No, that's derech tzviya. For the children, it's derech tzviya. And he's doing it for that purpose. Was? Ich reiche from the bench and from the free dikedor. But the einzige dikedor, das ist was, was kennst du? Was ist? That means, I feel that there's no one in this room above the age of 12 that can even have a comment about this. Right? Under the age of 12, you're allowed to discuss if it's true what I'm saying or not. Otherwise, you're not negating the chal, my boy. So this is another thing. What about the... Okay, so Allah HaMaitz and Nuh, we said, we'll be medical that the wife could have. I don't know about the children. You have to tell him that when he does it, he can't have kavana for the... So they'll tell you, after the Gansu Zachary, sorry, what do I need this for? What about sun tanning?
He's enjoying
eating. What? He's enjoying eating. Yeah, let me above 12. You're already 14 years old. Right? Was 12. Under the age of 12, the first day is that Yechav can enter the kingdom. No, who here wants to, anybody under the age of 12 that would like to discuss this with me? No? I'm not talking to you. But like I'm a Torgimen, I'm a Torgimen. Ah, very good.
I said before, by the women, it's because they don't do their lips, that's why it's not called colouring the kids. Also, normally don't colour their lips all the time. It's just a...
This is why I didn't want anyone over the age of 13 talking. I asked the children, they told me. They don't normally call it that, but that's the hedge of negative Mishabura. Because Mishabura and Zikr talking about Tutim. Anyway, the Zikr is a concept of using food. Having a nichle, Al Kopan. Having a gewisse nichle. Okay, so it's food for thought, Rabbi Yisai. Food for thought. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I've been saying with two interesting things. Number one is the suntanning. Suntanning on Shabbos. I'm not saying if this is like in Heilige Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. But is it suntanning on Shabbos? No, so what do you think? So you're making your skin, you're being surveyed the skin. Okay. So I don't know. They sent the shah, I didn't send the shah. Someone sent the shah to Chaim Kinigowski, and he wrote back, Mother. They asked him why,
in the next shot. I didn't, this wasn't me, this is a different nudnik. He sent back, he was, why is it not doime to butzik and all these things of foods that are being used to color the faces? So he wrote back, loy dami the butzik, the ain't oisim maisi be dai. In other words, it's only us if I'm taking the butzik, there's some type of butzik, some type of a dough that they put on their face and they brought out bread or whatever. So he says, over here, you're just sitting in the sun, you're not doing the maisi be dai. So let's go on. Number one, if you take those fancy people sun visors, you know I'm talking about, they take these mirrors and they put them on them like this, and so that was where's the ma'aseh b'dayin. That's a ma'aseh b'dayin. A bank does, he's bringing, now he's only telling us the reason why it's mutter is because it's not a ma'aseh b'dayin. So I decide, if you actually take the sun visor and you put it on you to chop the sun, that's shayna ma'aseh b'dayin. Okay, so that would be a problem, number one. Number two, I see something very geschmack from the Minchas Yitzchak. Okay, he kind of says it's aser because it's a veya. This guy inherited this nicht a veya. You can hear that the pshat is, it's a grama, and right, the Chazal could not aser going in the sun. Because even though it's something that inevitably is going to, we find this tomorrow all over the Shabbos, that is inevitably, they're not going to be mechalik and say when you bedavka want the sun and you don't want the sun. So you get married, that mitzvah tzaveya, that's not a problem unless you're actually doing the ma'aseh b'dayin. But he says a very geschmack ta'ina. Mechaz Yitzchak, it's a gewaldig ta'ina. He says, v'ayiv kol zeh, im yesh le ta'inik v'ana, he says, but herich, ein v'sat ha'noye, when he sits in the taki, sitting in the sun, zehot ha'noye. He has a noye sitting in the sun. He says, you can't just mention about Kanoida, but convinced Shebeshash Hashem is Boyer Beyosha Yeshla Tsarmi Zeh. Yeah? He's sitting there, he's suffering away, the man. Right? Shushai, as I say, it's also. You're not allowed to be mention Kolein Tsar. See the Karasil Shabbik Oinik. And the fact that you have Tsar, he brings on the Rambam, the fact that you have Hanol Achar Zman doesn't ishkinik. That's not enough. And he says, then he has another time over here, they bully the Chil Shabbos, because then they get burnt, and then they come to me, they want creams and doves and so I don't know, you have to know. Before you go and go and do the suntan and Shabbos, you have to know the Mechaz Yitzchak, it's a Nisisaveh, and Abdul Chaim says, Nish Nisisaveh. To take the Etzimha mirror, and put it into your face, that's a Chayra not allowed. And if you're having Tsar, some Chayra Baita. If you're having time, then the chayra, that's also, there's going to be a gross problem. I read you something, I gave this year, somebody sent me, Rav Heinemann. Rav Heinemann sent me something, he said that Rav Moshe was Meikel. But I'll read you what he sent me. He said that Rav Moshe told Rav Heinemann that a person is allowed to sit in the sun on Shabbos, even though by doing so he's causing his skin to tan and change color, since the person is merely engaging in an everyday activity and the color change is incidental. He would not be considered to... He wouldn't be considered to be performing an act of tzviah. Listen closely. The person is merely engaging in an everyday activity, and the change of color is incidental. I just wonder out loud if maybe Rav Moshe was just saying that you're allowed to sit in the sun, even though you know you're going to get a suntan. But if that's the chiddush. But Mashiach, if you're going to get a suntan, maybe it says the version of Rav Moshe that you're not allowed to. I just wonder out loud. That it's allowed to sit there, even though by doing it, it causes the skin, the person is merely engaging in everyday activity, merely sitting, and the color change is incidental. I don't know, Yishladin, but Shakvinishvi, we'll leave that. I don't know, Yishladin, what the Maisha held on this, it's not so clear to me. The Maisha, just two more in Yonan. We spoke a lot about, so we didn't get a chance even to talk, unfortunately, about Goizes. Other things that come up about Daniels and Goizes, Mishabura says, Dover Apacha, it's a mitzvah of Pharisee in this. Shabbos says to take off the bits on your skin and your teeth, with your teeth, and to take off the bits with your nails. He said, that's Goizes. Everyone knows the Chazanish saw a person, he was biting his nails on Tuesday, he told him, you're Michal Shabbos. Because inevitably, if you bite your nails on Tuesday, you're going to bite your nails on Shabbos. You have to stop the children at a young age from this. Everyone knows you put on all those yummy things that my mother put on my fingers when I was biting my nails when I was a little kid. But the Shabbos says, Dabar Noyer. He says, if you have those little bits of lip that are coming off, Shabbos says to take those off with your hand is a shiloh deraisa mamish. Because the normal way of how you take off those little bits of lip is taka al yidei, your hands. I wonder out loud, even al yidei, your teeth. You go like that, that's a normal way. A person takes off those bits of lip. Charech should be mamish a shiloh goises deraisa. Get a little bit of lip over there. Mamish a goises deraisa. I mean, when Shabbos is coming afuke, the ones of the nails on your fingers and the nails. So there, if you want to do it in a normal life, you take a nail clipper and you cut it off. Says, but the ones on the lip, they're small and they're tiny and ma'isa the derech, it's a shiloh deraisa mamish. Shiloh goizes deraisa mamish. Another shiloh in goizes, which I just want to mention, people never have to have a dandruff. Dandruff, if you think about it for a moment, it's dry bits of skin, which I can't say is a goizes deraisa,
because it's dry already, but it's still a gozer drabon in the Mishabura sense. If you have bits of skin that are still connected, so now to go and take it off, that's a gozer drabon, because it's still connected. Once it's an addendum which is still connected, you're not allowed to take it off. I will tell you, if you have a scratch on your head, you have an itch, so you're allowed to itch it, even though it's a secretion, it's going to come off. Because, number one, it's a secretion from the Michele, it's kilkel, it's only a drabanon, because we say they're usually dry at that point. So then, you have a lot to be saying Mechan, but mocking that he's going to have this terrible itch, it bothers him. Mashal, the price can discuss, a person has, let's say, for example, he has a band-aid. And he knows that if he removes that band-aid, he's going to take with it two hairs. He's going to take over any hair, right? So Chayyim is allowed to take off that band-aid on Shabbos. So Paiskin, they say these types of vinyan, and they say, well, it's a psikresh lo nichle. It's not happy that the hair is coming off. It's kilkel. It's not the normal way of hair removal. It's klachar yad. It's destructive. It's klachar yad. So the makim, now you have to know what the makim is. If he needs it for netilas yadayim, it's a makim mitzvah. If he needs it because it's sar, he has to change the bandage. It's also vayter, makim sar. These things will be mutter. The gabe, the shetel, combing the shetel. Everyone knows you can't comb your hair on Shabbos. I think everyone knows that. Like I'm with the shade though, it's interesting. You're not over on goises. It's not the goises, maybe you're over on Korea. Because it's, but you have to know the Matthias. When it comes to a shade though, I'll tell you like this. A lady asked me last Friday night, she asked me that she can't wear the shade though unless she combs it. Mamish a big tzayrach. Now it's worse. I said, if she would have said, no, I just want to stand and comb the shade though, Mishkaferet. Why? Because they make the shade though in a way, the dafka, that the hair shouldn't come out. That's what they're doing. They're sewing them in, start, but they shouldn't come out. It's not so pashut to say that as psik reisha that the hair is going to come out. Okay. However, if she tells you I can't wear it unless I comb it because it's totally messed up and frizz and dust, so a sheitel is a beged like every other beged, and since it's a beged, it's a tikkun mana. Mashal, to take a perfume and spray it on a sheitel. Okay. That's just like taking perfume and spraying it on a beged, which the halacha is inferred in Mishabura two or three times, that's an iser of tikkun mana. You're making the beged, it's a beged. Okay? Now, this is how I used to give the shiur, and then I looked at something interesting. I looked at a comb. And this is how the Paiskim say. They say that the shetels are made very strong, and they're made bedafka, that the hair shouldn't come out. And besides, it's not a secretion, it's not like our hair, that when you comb your hair, the hairs come out. Okay? Then I looked at a comb, which was meyucha just for shetels. And, so that, and you know, maybe the Paiskim that are saying that they should look at a comb. The comb has hair. And so I started to say, you know, I said, look, I'll start combing shetels. If anybody knows, I started combing shetels. And I see, it's not so simple to say, Snapsi Gracia. You have to know your shetel. If your shetel, the hairs don't come out. It's not a Psi Gracia. If it comes out once in a while, it's not a Psi Gracia. And you'd be allowed to comb your shetel on Shabbos in a situation where it's taka, not a secretion, when it's not ruling the gamre, like I said, that it shouldn't be a tikkun mana. But if you're sheitel, the hair has come out, so then it becomes vital, like combing the hair. What's the issue? You have something kareo. You're ripping the baggage. It's a kilgul. It's kilgul is also aser. All the things that we say are secretions, like nichle is returned to our banas, the makam sar. Yeah, you don't have that. Makam sar. So this is a basic pashin. In a nutshell, pachas yoise, this is in a nutshell the inyanim of the your body care on Shabbos. Let me see tonight, boys. Is that a little bit of goises? We saw a little bit of amreach. We saw a little bit on the Arab Shabbos. We saw the makeup. Makeup of chayram. Again, I'm looking forward for somebody to bring me the makeup so that we can have fun. We can see if the makeup taka has a thing. I promised one shayla. Are you allowed to put water inside liquid soap? That put water inside the kitzok, and sometimes you're not sure, is it liquidy enough, or is it still a problem on Reach? This lemaisa, I don't know any issa. I don't know an issa. It's not like, you know, we say, well, ha-maitim b'chetz aser until proven innocent. I didn't find any issa why this should be a problem. If you have a shayla, you're not sure if the soap is liquid enough, so then the halacha is, you're allowed to put the water inside the soap, and you're allowed to use the soap, not like the great Goyim Rav Moshe who held it might be a shayla of noilad. It doesn't mitzvah Hashem. The balkoire, we saved the balkoire. The one thing we did was body care for the balkoire. We saved the Valkyrie's life. Like I said, don't be that guy.
You had to work in the whole city.
Look.
Don't carry it.
I'm a magnet. Correct.
I'm a magnet.
Lots of down.
Everybody wanted to just have a dress off.
Oh, what?
I have that dress off.
looks a little bit like.
How do I press it? This one.
Sorry.